Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. It's good to have you here today. I know you're going to enjoy this next segment because it's a preview to something that is absolutely exciting. It's been 2 years waiting for this, but Fun Home is coming to Juno. It's a play based on a graphic memoir from Alison Bechtel, who used cartoons to tell the story of her relationship with her gay father and her own journey as a lesbian. And it was adapted to the stage with music. It's won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. So that tells us what this play is all about, that it comes loaded with potential to be the kind of theater experience that you won't forget. So joining us to talk about Fun Home and how different it might be in bringing this production here to Juno, we have the director of Fun Home, that's Hannah Wolf, and Allison Mickelson, who plays Big Allison, and she'll explain why she's big and some of the other characters are little and medium. We'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, I want to start with you, Hannah, as the director. You know, in reading about the play, there's quite a bit you can find online, and it talks about how it was literally groundbreaking for Broadway. Can you talk about why they said that?
Yeah. Thanks for having us, and thanks for that great intro. This is a groundbreaking musical because it is the first Broadway musical to center a lesbian protagonist. So in previous musicals, lesbian characters do exist, but they are on the fringes and they are not central to the plot. But Fun Home really deals with Allison looking at her own queerness and looking at her father's queerness and how are they in relation to each other. It is also pretty groundbreaking because it doesn't follow the traditional musical form. It's pulling from many different sources, but it is not, first off, it's 90 minutes, which is pretty rare for a Broadway musical. And it's weaving in and out of time. It's weaving in and out of characters. There's a handful of dance numbers, but it's not that, it's not an Oklahoma style musical at all.
Well, I have to ask you, what is it like to bring this play to Perseverance Theater in Juno? Because that is a very intimate theater, and I would just imagine that there are great acoustics. But if you were seeing this on Broadway or something, it would be a totally different experience because this is much more intimate. And I'm curious, does that work for the play in some ways better?
It does. Yes. So I saw the Broadway production a couple of times. And I was in an audience of 300 plus people. And in my opinion, this musical works much better in a smaller house where you as the audience feel like you are connecting with Big Allison and you're going on this journey with her. We've got the band on stage as well. So you as the audience get to really be part of the experience and be in the house with her in this production. I think it's a perfect musical for the Perseverance space because that space is pretty small and has many little quirks about it.
But yet, I think some of these stories that will be shared, I'm just guessing, are stories that we don't normally hear because for years and years in the gay community, people hid that sometimes. Like, they didn't want to talk about the fact that their mother was a lesbian or their father was gay and how that all fit into things. And so really nobody, unless you knew a family that had a gay or lesbian parent, you really wouldn't know about how they coped and how they made things work and the challenges. So I think maybe having an intimate space is a good place for that.
I agree, I think an intimate space in a small town is really important to this piece. Like, I grew up in Juno. I didn't know what a lesbian was because it was pre-internet. I had no idea. I had no idea what the word was to define myself at a young age. And so, I think there's a lot of echoes in this piece that, a lot of the story takes place in the 70s in Pennsylvania, but it mirrors many experiences here in Juno.
I'd like to turn to Allison Mickelson, who plays Big Allison, or the Big Allison. And just maybe could you tell us the basic plot to this story so we can be oriented and not give anything away, but just give us context?
Well, it's interesting because the writers of this kind of give it all away right at the beginning, possibly as a trigger warning, possibly as letting you know that this is not going to be the typical show. This isn't. So a Big Allison is a blocked writer, is a blocked memoirist, and is looking at the boxes in her home knowing I've got to dig deeper to become unblocked, to work through the grief of my father's death.
Oh, you just revealed something. Her gay father died. Yes. And how did that happen? Can you tell us that?
Well, the elevator speech, I tell people, I play Big Allison in a musical about a butch lesbian cartoonist whose closeted gay dad commits suicide. And it's a musical. And it's also this beautiful show about family. It's a beautiful show about seeing oneself. It's a beautiful show about grief and pain and coming out and being known. And it's a tough show about family and coming out and
So father, explain father. To me why there are different Allisons, Big Allison, Medium Allison. What's that all about?
Right. So I open the show wanting to dig deep, and my first memory brings me at 9 years old out onto the stage, 9, 10, small Allison, brilliantly played by Fiona. And
how old is Fiona?
Hannah, can you answer?
Fiona turned 11 during our rehearsal process.
So your actress for that part is in that age group and also sings?
Mm-hmm. And it's her first time on stage. It's pretty remarkable, the work that she's doing.
And she is a star.
She wipes the stage with it.
Yeah. It is an acting class every time. And so I am watching her... I'm watching myself at 9. And so it's this beautiful memory play where I am digging, Allison, Big Allison is digging and moving forward, watching myself at 9 years old move forward. And then I remember when I was in college and came out at age 19, 20, 21, played by Medium Allison, played by Brita Fagerstrom, excuse me, and watching her and the excitement and the overwhelming feelings and the joy of coming out as a lesbian at Oberlin College and sharing that. And so I'm remembering that. And throughout all of this, I'm also remembering what it was like to live in this home where my dad wanted everything to be perfect, and remembering playing in the caskets when I was a little girl in the funeral home, because he also ran a funeral home, and remembering coming home when my mom, and remembering or trying to remember and maybe not wanting to remember the moments with men and young men, and what is real, what really happened. So her getting to the truth of that, I think, is what this journey goes on. And like you said earlier, the cool thing about Perseverance and a small, intimate theater is that the audience, one of the opening pieces we do is Welcome to Our House on Maple Avenue. And it really is almost, I always hope the audience will come with us on this journey into the home and into their lives. And it is a journey. And when you go on it, it is truly moving.
Well, the title is a clue that this is a pretty loaded play, Fun Home. But it doesn't sound like it was always fun. Or maybe it was.
It was. There's a pretty amazing number by the three kids as they're pretending to work in the funeral home. They're pretending to dust, where they make a commercial for the Fun Home, and Fun Home for them stands as funeral home. So it's a very
that's ironic.
Yeah, it is. And so it's a very unique and specific family experience, but it is universal in, you know, what are those ways in which you distract yourself with your siblings? And I will say, you know, it is very, very heavy topics that this musical is dealing with, but it's done with a lot of dark humor. And so we have kids popping in and out of caskets as they're cleaning the home and doing their commercial. You know, Allison, as she's big Allison, as she's going on this journey, is reliving the embarrassment of her first love in college, who sings a song called Changing My Major to Joan. So I just want, you know, what the musical does really masterfully is it holds these very heavy themes, right? And this very specific family story, but it makes it universal and it puts humor around it. So you don't think you're going in for a big old heavy, I've got to think about my family play. You actually go in and have a good laugh, and at the end you get maybe a little bit of maybe I should call my mom at the end of the show.
So Allison, what do you think or you hope that people who come to this play will come away with?
I hope lesbian women see themselves on stage as one of my favorite lines in the play is I don't know if I'll fit in with the real lesbians. They're socially conscious and real lesbians. And so so it is, your representation is such an important thing here in Juneau for Hannah and so many people here. And I also hope people see themselves in every character, because it is so specific and also universal that thinking about our relationships with our fathers and our mothers, the joy of your first love, whatever that looks like, and the embarrassment, and so it's really a fun, and I also hope people in Juneau, I am someone who has been welcomed into this community with open arms, and I just hiked Roberts today. Like, I claim Juneau as one of my favorite places on earth. But I also really hope that Juneau comes and sees their community doing this phenomenal musical, with all of these people who are, pillars of the community too. I'm incredibly proud of this production because I've done this production before in other cities, and, I think the community will be proud and impressed and moved and reminded of our humanness and our imperfections, and also that family is messy.
And that probably is the truth, you know. Why can't we deal with that? Well, we're about out of time, so I wanted to go to you to get the final sort of stats for this. Hannah, can you tell us what we need to know about the run of the show? I guess it opens this Friday, but how long does it run, and how do we get to see it?
It opens on Friday. It runs for 3 weeks. You can buy tickets at ptalaska.org. The pro tip is that tickets are going very fast, so I would encourage everyone to buy quickly, because Perseverance has, with COVID and the numbers and where things are right now, they are able to sell out all the seats, but we do have seats that are cut so that there is space between the unmasked actors and the masked audience. Perseverance will also be checking vaccination status on the way in. And so those are the COVID mitigations, masked audience and all vaccinated, so that the actors and the band can perform unmasked and really bring this whole show in. So get your tickets very, very quickly so that you can get in and see it.
Well, I want to ask you, Hannah, the same question that Allison answered is, what do you hope will come out of this play for this community?
I think that's a great question. You know, and I think a lot of my answers are similar to Allison's. And I think specifically for Juno, I really hope that people in Juno who are experiencing that moment of feeling blocked, right? That moment of, I need to go through something to be able to move forward, can look at Big Allison's journey of what does it look like to go through your past and use art as a tool for healing, because that is what she's doing in the book and using her drawing and writing. You know, I also think there's so much of this play which is about grief and how do we process grief that we've been sitting on. And I know for me, the last 2 years have held a lot of grief as a theater artist and as a human in the world and as this world has changed. And so I find it incredibly cathartic to watch a character really move through her grief and be willing to take that risk. And so I hope that even if the specificity of these characters' journeys does not look like you and your family, I hope that you may be able to see the universality and see how the journey that Big Allison's on could mirror something in your own life.
Wow, that's a play with a big agenda. An ambitious play, you know, is an understatement. But I want to thank the both of you for being here with us to give us a sense of why we want to go see this play and get our tickets early. Thank you so much. The director, Hannah Wolf, and Allison Mickelson, who plays Big Allison. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.